This is stupid. I mean, like, really stupid. Who's going to read a book I write? Who am I to think I can finish a book? I tried twice before and failed on both attempts. Why? Because of those little knots that keep me tied up in knots that seem impossible to unravel. Not focused enough. Not disciplined enough. Not talented enough. The furthest I got was to chapter 13 back in 2008, when I weighed 20 pounds less than I do now. That fact has nothing to do with anything other than to cement the idea that my proposed shortcomings go far beyond my writing abilities. Not fit enough. Not pretty enough. Too old. Too late. Who's going to read this anyway? I mean, really. Why are you here? Don't you have something better to do? It's ironic that as I write a book about the powerful role of our inner narrator, that internal voice that guides our hopes and goals and dreams, I have an entirely unhelpful voice of my own getting in the way of my own hopes and goals and dreams. Who am I to tell you how to manage that voice in your head when mine squashes my confidence with every sentence I write? So that's what I call her. Squash. She's that voice in my head. Squash is always with me, an invisible shadow in my brain, whispering in my ear. But instead of sweet nothings, Squash reminds me of my many shortcomings and offers such scathing sentiments as, "This'll never work," and "You've totally screwed that up," and "Oh my God, did you just eat that entire box of Wheatlands?"